On Tuesday, I went to my friend Sandra's for lunch. She and her boyfriend Robert have moved to a new flat since I moved from Toronto to London in September 2008. She used to live in a funky Victorian-era flat on Queen Street West in Parkdale, but now lives in a modern place with a panoramic view of the city from St. Clair and Yonge. We first met years ago when my sister Tracy was working at a restaurant called Combos on Bloor Street at Bathurst with Sandra's sister Leslie. Our sisters reunited several years ago, and by default, so did we. Sandra works as a filmmaker with her boyfriend and as a film archivist with one of Canada's leading directors. She has the loveliest, tiniest dog called Lulu. For lunch, she served us macaroni and cheese and salad, followed by ice cream for dessert. We drank wine that I had taken. I left after a few hours and traveled to my sister's place via the St. Clair streetcar and the Lansdowne bus. Several friends came over to my sister's place in the evening for a final farewell meetup before I leave on Friday morning for London. Peter, Fran, and their children were there. So was my former science fiction film teaching assistant from the University of Toronto, Roxanne. Also, Anne and Lindsay, friends from theatre, were there. We had a fantastic time and drank a lot of red wine. The last guest left at 3 a.m., after three of us spent an hour hysterically tweeting such hashtag less ambitious movie titles as Trolley Spotting, The Cabinet of Intern Caligari, and Ferris Bueller's Day On. I slept until noon on Wednesday and my sister till 1 p.m. I have errands to do today and plan to spend most of the rest of my day with the family.